Also, I wanted to share with you an incredible idea that by Rabbi Nachman, that the Rebbe brings down in Likutei Moharan, that is on the opening pasuk in this week's parsha. So the pasuk says, this is in the opening of parshas Va'eschanon, Va'eschanon el Hashem ba'isahi leimor. So literally, again, I supplicated, I davened before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this particular time saying. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu then goes on to once again try to lobby the Ribbono Shalom into allowing him to enter into Eretz Yisrael. We know that unfortunately, again, the tefillah does not go as Moshe Rabbeinu had wanted it to. Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping that he'd be able to carry some divine favor by the Kaddish Baruch, who says to him, Rav Loch, you've had enough. Al Tosef Dabar Eli Od Badavar Hazeh. Don't talk to me anymore. So Rabbi Nachman has an incredible insight. This is in the Kutei Moharan. So, Simen Tzadik Tes. So he quotes over here, Va'eschanan el Hashem ba'isa hileimor. I supplicated to God at that time, saying. So the Rebbe writes as follows. Dehine ha'adam tzarech le'espalel b'dveikas gadol Hashem Yisbarach. A person has to daven with an incredible sense of dveikas, an incredible sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach, in lefamim yesh es, she'ino yachol le'espalel b'dveikas. So what happens, however, if there comes a time where a person says, you know what? I can't daven with such kavana. I can't. If it comes a time, meaning that the Rebbe is talking about is the nature of the human condition. We all encounter this. I know I'm supposed to have kavana. I know I'm supposed to daven with incredible dveikus, incredible connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what? Sometimes, as they say, I'm just not feeling it. Just not feeling it. So what should you do? So the Rebbe says, first, here's what you shouldn't do. Al yomer in mispalakla. A person shouldn't say, you know what? If I can't have kavana, I'm not davening at all. After all, a person can say to himself, you know what, listen, if I can't have the right kavana, if I can't have the right level of dveikus, I'm not going to daven. Because what good is a tefillah without kavana? What good is a tefillah without dveikus? What good is a tefillah, is a prayer without passion, without intensity, without sincerity? And so if I can't go ahead and have these things in my tefillah, then you know what? Maybe it's better off not to daven. And the truth is, there's an interesting Gemara. So the Rabbi over here quotes the Gemara from Maseches Brachos. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shei Mispal. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was known for his incredible koach hatfilah, his incredible power of prayer. The Gemara is filled with stories of great people who dafkas, when they were in a time of need, sent word to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, asking him to daven on their behalf. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said as follows. He said, Amr Lahem, Im Shkura Tfilosi Befi, Yodiani Shumakubal Vim Lav Yodea. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa used to say as follows. He said, I know when I'm davening if my tefillah was accepted or not. How so? If the tefillah flows freely from my mouth, then that indicates, that's indicative that indeed the tefillah was accepted. But if I stumble over the words, then ultimately, again, that's a sign that the tefillah is not accepted. So Rabbi Nachman understands, what does that mean? What does it mean the words flow freely versus I stumble over the words? So the truth is, you can understand it literally, that it's talking about if the words actually come out seamlessly versus if you're stuttering, you're muttering, you're stumbling over the words. But our deeper level, what the Rebbe is saying is as follows. What Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was saying was like this. In Shigurat if my prayer is organized in my mouth, which means kavana, if when I daven, I'm feeling it, if when I'm daven, I feel connected, when I daven, I feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I know the tefillah is going to be answered. And if not, v'im lav, and if it's not flowing, or if I don't feel there's kavana, if I don't feel there's dveikus, if I don't feel there's a sense of connection, then ultimately, against Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, I know the tefillah is not accepted. So the Rebbe says, a person could easily say to himself, I'm going to daven when I feel it. When I feel connection, when I feel passion, when I feel dveikus, when I feel kavana, that's when I'll daven. But if I'm not feeling it, then what's the purpose? It's empty words. It's a hollow experience. It's absolutely meaningless. Meaning, this is a good kasha. This is something we struggle with, many of us, every single day. When I feel like I'm not having kavan, I'm just going through the motions. So maybe I say, you know what? Let me daven, save my davening experience for those times when I have kavan. And when I don't have kavan, let me just leave it alone. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, Afa pikein, al yomar adam kein. The Rebbe says, no. A Jew should not say these kind of things. A person should not say that just because I can't have kavan, I shouldn't daven. Rather, what should you do? Ella, yispalo tamid. A Jew has to daven all of the time. What about the fact that I don't have kavana? Says the Rebbe. V'mlo yuchal yispalo b'dveikas karoi, yispalo b'chol kocho. Sometimes, even if he can't daven with the proper kavana, daven to the best of your ability. Do what you can. Yispalo b'chol kocho. Do what you can to the best of your abilities where you're holding right now. Listen to what the Rebbe says. Ki ve'is she yispalo b'dveikas karoi. Because when a person does have an incredible kavana-filled tefillah, and he davens with the appropriate dveikas, azayala kol atfilos im atfila hahi shespalo karoi. So listen to this incredible yisod. The Rebbe says, she writes, you know, when a Jew davens and the words are hollow, the words are empty, so they don't ascend to Shamayim. So like lahavdil, it's kind of like if you're sending emails and you don't have any internet service, you have no Wi-Fi. So what happens? So a person could answer up 100 emails, and all of those responses are waiting in my outbox. Until I get the internet signal, then everything goes out. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, when a Jew davens without kavana, so what happens? That tefillah is stored in my spiritual outbox. It doesn't ascend to Shemayim. It stays in my spiritual outbox. But when I do have a moment of kavana, when I do have a moment of dveikus, so that's like the divine internet signal. And in that moment, everything gets sent. In that moment, all of the tefillos that were uttered without kavana, which were in the queue, which were in the outbox, now all are sent up to Shemayim along with that one tefillah that did have kavana. So the Rebbe says something dramatically amazing. No, a Jew always has to daven. And even in those moments when I don't have kavana, I still have to daven. What's the point of a tefillah without kavana? It's not going to make an impact on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is, technically, you're right. It might not have an impact here and now. It might not storm the heavens here and now. But it goes in that spiritual outbox. And the moment, but again, there's no internet signal. There's no dveikus. There's no connection. There's no dveikus. But the moment that there is a moment of dveikus, the moment that there is a tefillah, the moment that there is a sense of connectedness, everything goes up. The moment that the connection is established through a tefillah that has kavana, it's able to bring up with it all of the other tefillos which didn't have kavana. And the Rebbe says, this is the pshat in the pasuk. V'zeh ve'eschanan al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us an incredible yisod. Ve'eschanan al Hashem means, I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamid, says the Rebbe. A Jew always has to be ve'eschanan al Hashem. I always have to daven bein b'dveikus, bein shalom b'dveikus. Whether again it's a tefillah of kavana, a tefillah without kavana, it doesn't make a difference. Ve'eschanan al Hashem, you always have to daven. Ba'i sahi leimor, what does it mean at that time saying? Haynu, be'is she'eske lehispala b'dveikus, shubichinas shagura tefilasi b'fi. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Why ve'eschanan al Hashem? What good is a tefillah without tefilas? Ba'is hahi leimor. Because there will come that is hahi. There will come that time. That time is when there is a tefillah. Beis Hahilei Mor. There'll come a time where I'll be able to speak in the right way. There'll be a time, ultimately again, when there is a tefillah with kavana. Shu b'china shkura tefillah sebefi. V'ayinu ba'eis Hahilei Mor. Shadvarim ne'emarim umirutzim b'fiv. Machma shemispala b'dveikis. Az ya'ala kol ha'tefillah she'espala ad ata. So listen to this. So the Rebbe says, that's the pshat. V'eschanan al Hashem. A Jew always has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even without kavana? Yes. Tamid, bein bedvekes, bein shelo bedvekes. You always have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens with a tefillah that doesn't have kavana, doesn't go anywhere? So the Rebbe says, ba'isahi, in that moment, when you finally do achieve kavana, and we all have those moments of kavana, leimor. Leimor means, not only does the tefillah with kavana ascend on high, but all of my tefillos ascend on high. That was the great lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to teach us. Davin, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not with kavana, I'm not feeling it, it's okay. You're right, it doesn't storm the heavens, but it goes in the outbox. Ve'eschanan al Hashem. But just know that for every person, ba'isahi, there is a time of incredible dveikus. And in that time of incredible dveikus, leimor. Ultimately, again, all of the tefillos are gathered up, and all of the tefillos ultimately again ascend heavenward. I think the Rebbe is teaching us a very powerful yisod by tefillah, but also a very powerful yisod in general by our religious lives. In tefillah, so the Rebbe is touching on something that many of us struggle with. Kavan in tefillah. And sometimes we think that we're just going through the motions and what we're doing is absolutely meaningless. And obviously our goal is to have kavana for every tefillah, but the truth is for most of us, that's not a goal that's readily in sight at the moment. So what do I do, says the Rebbe? Just keep davening. Just keep davening and know that every single tefillah you utter is meaningful. Maybe not in the moment that you utter it, but in that moment when I do achieve kavana, along with that kavana deka tefillah that ascends to Shamayim, all of my other tefillos go with it as well. But it's not just by tefillah. I think what the Rebbe is teaching us is an incredible yisod, which is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is to try. You know, sometimes we set the bar so high for ourselves, and we think that we're supposed to be mitzvah, we're supposed to be perfect and excellent and beautiful and inspired every moment, every day, every mitzvah. And the truth is, for most of us, that's not something that's readily accomplishable. It is accomplishable, but maybe just not every day, maybe just not in every moment. Spirituality is a series of peaks and valleys. There are times of dveikus, and there are times of incredible distance. But says the Rebbe, the goal is just keep doing. Just keep plugging along. Just keep moving further. Just keep davening. Just keep learning. Just keep doing chesed. Just keep up with your shalom bayis. Just keep up with your chinuch of your children. Sometimes I'm not feeling it. And sometimes ultimately, again, it becomes exceptionally difficult. And sometimes I feel like I'm just miming, you know, or putting on a show and just going through the actions. The Rebbe says, yeah, we all have days like that. We all have moments like that. But just keep doing what you have to do. And in that moment of dveikus, in that moment of connection, in that moment of spiritual sincerity, not only is that sincere, dveikus, passionate act go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it brings with it all of the insincere, dispassionate, and just empty acts along with it. The job of the Jew is just to keep on doing, both in times that I feel it and in times that I don't, recognizing that all you need in life is one moment of connection, one moment of dveikus, one moment of inspiration. And that one moment has the ability to lift me up, not just in that moment, but has the ability to really uplift all of these sometimes empty, hollow, simple, and mundane moments and events of life as well. It's a lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu, a lesson of Rabbi Nachman, and hopefully a lesson in Yiras Hashem that we will inculcate into our lives as well. Wishing everyone a good Ner Shabbos, a good Tu B'Av, and a wonderful evening.